set of my own Torahs. I thought I would be wiser to say from others. I have in front of me the beautiful little kuntras, Ma Mahadrocha Lechassanim, which is Rabbi Volbe's Torahs. This is printed already in the 90s. And of course, what he's talking about Chassanim, but we all know very well, we're all Chassanim. Anything after a week, you're no longer chosen. Chosen dom on the melech. Say, how long are you dom on the melech? As long as you treat your wife like a malka. So the same thing over here. Fine. So he quotes Chazon Ish. It says as follows: Teva shalol is aneg al chino be'enav ve'elav eineha nesuos. That a woman, a married woman, wants to make sure that she finds favor in his eyes, and towards him her eyes are lifted. This is, of course, responsibility. Rav Volbe's introduction to the quote of Maimon Chazal, Koheles Rabbah, Tov legever ki yisa ol menurav, is ol isha. When a person gets married, he accepts upon himself an ol, which he's required to carry at all times. At all times. We all know, we say every single day, we talk about Kabbalah's O Malchus Shamayim. That's, of course, the number one O. That's, I agree, that's number one. But second to that is the person that accepts upon himself the O of O Isha. Chazal pulled it in Koheles Rabba Gimel Chavdalim. O Isha. And part of the O Isha is that he has to pay attention to her. I'm giving myself Musa, but not you. Pay attention to her. He gives an example. And I know it speaks to me because this is my temperament. Do what you want. What can be better than tell your wife to do what she wants? You're giving her full rein. Nope. He gives an example. She puts on a dress and she expects a compliment. Puts on a tichel, pachas, and he doesn't see. It's blue, it's green, it fits, it doesn't fit. So you think, what could be better? A free pass. Men in this room think that way. But she's disappointed. She makes him lunch. He eats the lunch like this. So, doesn't thank her. The lunch is delicious. She puts a picture on the wall. Gives an example. I know I feel guilty over here. She puts a flower pot on the table. All for him, he doesn't see it. I pride myself, but I should shame myself. I specialize in a Nayam Lahem Velo Yiru. That's my specialty. I can't find things, I don't see things. That works very well, except when the woman who's working so hard for you and she's. So chas v'shalom, they're two people living in the same house under the same roof, but they're two separate people. So he has a dialogue with this chassan of his, who says, "What do you mean, Rebbe? This is important, where the picture's hanging." I remember pictures, I don't know too much. This is what happened once in my house, with discussion, there were different parts of the furniture. The couch would be one side, and the desk on the other side, and the piano on the third side. Which way should we arrange it? I said, whatever you want. That was the wrong answer. I said, the other way. Okay, but at least I gave an opinion. So I have an opinion, and her opinion counts more than my opinion, of course. It's merely the basin. I mentioned you last time, Rabbi Yisrael Salanta. I don't remember from last time. Did I mention it? No. The Gemara is a Masech the Yevamos. That when it comes to Mila Dishmaya, it's the husband's position that dominates. But when it comes to either Mila de Alma or Mila de Besa, two different yourselves, two different opinions, then the woman's opinion is what dominates. So Yisrael Salata said, when I got married, in the Yichud room, I told my wife, there will never be any fights. There'll never be a fight between us. Father Gemara. If it's Mila Dishmaya, then that's the husband's prerogative. Mira the alma the besa. You're part. So someone asked the Rebbe, "You never fought?" So he said, "We've been fighting straight for 50 years." I say it's a mila d'shmaya, and she thinks it's a mila d'alma. So this bacha tells him Shlomo Valba, the mashkiach, what? That's important things in life. What is a flower pot? What color the tichel is? Come on, life is important. You know, avodas Hashem, Torah, halacha. That's a Valba back to you, bacha. You know what you're talking about. You're looking for a chavrusa, and if catch this now in the modern world, this is the 1990s. What we say in 2016? Imtim Saloma. You know Machshava. Oh, she should know Rav Desta Sfarim. She should know Baal Peh. I'm Mesila Sisharim. Forget about it. Bezos Avishto. The woman is the house. Men can understand it. What she's spending so much focus on? The furnishings in the house, and that the answer is that's exactly why Kodesh Baruch Hu made us different. Viva la différence, the difference between men and women. You have to find out how to give her a compliment. You know that my cousin Rabbi Kalish was a Talmud in the Mir Yeshiva when I was in Karim Yavne. He was in the Mir. So in Chanukah, then we went to the Rebbe's house. So he went to Rav Nochum's house, Rav Nochum Patsovas, who was the main Magid Shir then, the Chaim Shmuel's son-in-law. So when he came to the house for Chanukah, and his wife served latkes, so Rav Nochum said, "Make sure you taste the latkes, and make sure you compliment the latkes. This is my wife's Shir." Rav Nochum, Shir, Chedush Rav Nochum, Chedush Rav Nochum, oh, worldwide famous. So he's saying, "Now for my wife, this is a Shir. Yeah, but there's not quoting Tzoyis, not quoting Rashi. He said, "That's a Shir." That's what he said. Oh. Sometimes women do things that get their husbands upset. For example, I'll give you his words because it's so true in real life. Muzmanim lemesiba l'sha'a kfuah. Ever happened to you? Everyone here is married? You want to get to a wedding, you want to get to it. It's not ready to leave. Some people in this room may like to be on time to things. And when they were bachur, they came on time. All of a sudden, hey! Ever happened to you? You just married a few weeks. You were late, Baruch Hashem. I've missed chuppah because my wife wasn't ready to leave. Maybe I miss it. But what do you do? We're all busted for double, antsy. That's where you take your little chumash, you do shnayim mikra of echatak. That's a perfect time. It's instead of a choice when you really want foot out the door and you really want to leave and you're late and you're upset and you can't focus. Read through the Chumash. You can sometimes finish the whole parsha. It's been known to happen. That's what you should do with that. That's a perfect time. Take out you should have a set thing to do. If you finish the whole parsha, take out the Tillim. You finish 150 programs till then, you have a problem. You have to do a marriage counselor. Till then, see you a little late. It's ma. I quip. Women are potter for Mrs. Sasage. It's man garama. What do you want? They have different clocks. That's all. And when you say you'd like her now to accommodate you and to change her makeup, look yourself in the mirror and say, when's the last time you succeeded in changing anything of yours? Rabbi Yisrael Salanta once said, it's easier to finish shas than to change one midah. So you're going to change your wife's midah so she become masculinized. Don't try. That's the old. Im kol hazar lanu v'im kol hamargizo sanu. Tov legeva yisal benurav. With patience, with patience and don't get angry and don't expect it to change. It's terrible. He quotes a pasuk, a maimer. Al kol pshoim techasa ava. That means if you love her, whatever faults you may see, it's all covered up. It's all covered up. Does that mean you're a chopped liver? No. As we read from the Rambam last time, the husband is the master of the house, and the wife, no matter how accomplished she is in the outside world, she can be a hotshot attorney making $250,000, and you're a Rebbe in a yeshiva making 10% of that, maybe 20 if you're lucky. She's a hotshot, and you're still in coil. Maybe paying for they pay $10,000, but they're paying the coil over here. And she's making $250,000 as a lawyer, as a fancy lawyer. It's true. But in the house, she wants to be able to look up to you. And you have to make sure that there's what to look up to. I just mean you're very tall. That does helps for some people. But for some of us, we're not so tall. So how do they let them look up? She has to respect you. So you have to be worthy of respect. Worthy of respect. With Chodesh Adar. Lios Kolish Sore Beveso. All right, didn't come from the holy source, but... there's something to it. There's something to, most Megillus they say with a nigger, huh? It's true we have males reading the Megillah. I'm not sure what the ladies do when they read the Megillah. I don't get involved in that one. Maybe they do it with nigger Echa, maybe they do that post. But where we come from, yeah. Doesn't mean Chas V'Shalom, he should be Chalila V'Chalila V'Chalila, but he calls it Rodanut, which means control. He's going to try to be a control freak, chalila v'chalila. Chas v'shalom, you shouldn't make her afraid. You know what the Gemara says in the Sefer Gittin? This chalila v'chas, this ema babayis, it can lead to Allah gili arayis avodah zarah shichas damim. Woman's afraid of her husband. Chalila v'chas, chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom, chalila. But same time, you have to establish yourself as a quote unquote master of the house, at least in the meal of the Shemaya. The idea of the mechaber your wife is based on gratitude. Gratitude. If a husband is grateful and recognizes her dedication, she feels herself mechubedes. And the truth is, there's no limit to the gratitude that a person must have towards his wife. The Gemara's Masech Yevam is the famous Gemara. Dayenu shemegadlas esbaneinu umatzilos osona menachet. This is aside from the million and one things she does. Don't take it for granted. She feels like herself like a maid in her own house. Take it for granted. She makes the beds and does the laundry and cooks the meals. And a million other things, takes care of the children, but she's a maid. Mechab diosa migufa. We mentioned perhaps last time, that Mo'ahaz and Masechta Shabbos, Mabakama, Mona, Mechabdusa, make sure you get her a nice dress. But again, as we mentioned last time, but Matzia Daphne tests, Le'ole me Adam Zorah Ba'ona'as Ishto, Shemitok Shedim Asa Metsuya, Zivet Veinin, Ona Asa Krova. You cannot embarrass her, you cannot Chas V'Shalom bring her to tears. It's literally a dangerous thing. Dangerous. Dangerous. Part of your responsibility as the spiritual leader of the home is to prepare appropriate divrei Torah for the table, especially for the Shabbos table. What do you mean? I'm learning Sanhedrin. We're deep into sugyas of Adam Zomimim, with Tzoyis, with Nesivis. I'm going to start saying some kind of little Dvar Torah on the Parsha. Yes! Be prepared. Take off time, close your Gemara, close the Shulchan Aruch, and prepare a nice vort in the Parsha that you think your wife will understand and be able to grow from. Very important. Very, very important. You'll say, "Ah, I learned with Rabbeim Gedolim, and we have deep thoughts and a wide breadth of knowledge. My wife's not on that level, so how can I talk to her about things? She doesn't understand me." A direct quotation from the letters of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Whoever finished his life even once from Rabbi Akiva Eiger's Marachos, even one. He did. You know, Marachos, they're unbelievable. This is Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Quote: he lost his wife. He says, "Ah, mi mikrutze chol meyodea godol tzedkusa tzniusa yosem imeni pomim rabos hurli masa umaton ima bevikuach biyures Hashem ad chatzi halayla." They're discussing hashkafa matters until midnight. Rabbi Akiva Eiger didn't waste 1 second. Believe me, whatever your rebbezin is to you, Kivega was higher. The gap between Kivega and his rebbezin had been greater, because as great as you are, Kivega was 100 times greater. So the wife doesn't matter. I'm not shaykh. And yet, till midnight, he's talking to his wife about Yerushalayim. My final point for today is a citation from Chaim Vital. Quote: "Midosav shel adam nimdados ach v'rak kfiyachse olishto," which means a person does chesed. He lends money. He's bikacholim, nichem avelim, semichas kosav akala. Quote: "V'vada yischak liomachem v'olves pekudoso." It's many miles of chesed. So he brings up after 120 years, gevaldik. But you should know. In Shemayim they see how you dealt with your wife. If ima gomel chesed kol yomav, he's great. Avon, every word counts. Read from the Hebrew. Im also hiknit, if he teased her, vizniach, and he abandoned her, he didn't pay enough attention to her. Bebeisol koas, he was angry in his house. Vihikpid loracham, he was a captain, insisting on his way without sufficient rachmanis. Lelo chesed, wasn't kind to his wife. Unesius ba'ol, tov legev yisa ol. That's when we start with ol, we end with ol. The burdens, there are many burdens in the house. The husband's required to take care of those burdens. We know the stipler washed his wife's dishes. His dishes, what is his wife's dishes? The house dishes, the stipler, the Migas Master, of Shlomo Zalman, once had a case someone wanted to speak to him before his marriage, Chosn Shoes, before his marriage. Come at 9:30 in the morning. Okay, now come with me to the kitchen, and I'm going to wash the dishes, and we'll talk. That was the biggest shmooz. They didn't say it on top of his mouth. Shlomo Zalman is washing the dishes. This guy doesn't do that. Zemachria is Dino. He's dead. For Yizach will Oma Uma Mikol Chasodav Shaosim Achem. Not the pshat that all these things we gave example, Nichem Avelim and Bikacholim and Simchas Chosav Akala and lending money is on one side and not nice to your wife on the other side. No! They don't even count. They're out. It's not fair. I have a time against the Chaim Vital. It's not fair. Let him get punished for not treating his wife properly. He'll get rewarded for all the good things he did. What's the list of the things? Look here. He lends money. He bika cholim, nicham avelim, simchas chazav v'kala. But all those four shouldn't count. Let him count, and he'll get rewarded for that. The answer is like this: those acts count if they're done l'shem shemayim. L'shem shemayim means it makes you into an individual who has refined character traits. But we find character traits are not things that are there only for display. Chesed lumam chatas, the pasuk says. If they do chesed, it's only for show. Behind closed doors, there's no chesed. I've seen people that were very, very interested in Stokhi Tzibur. They were the president of the shul, and they did a committee, and they were behind closed doors. They were monsters. Hit the wives, controlled them, wouldn't listen to them at all. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. That guy's not going to get rewarded for what he did. You know why he did it outside? He wanted to get away from his wife. He wasn't the Shem Shammai. He wanted to show off what a big Baal Chesed he is. He wasn't a mensch in his own house. What kind of Baal Chesed is that? It was a Baal Chesed externally, but not internally. Even the Chesed you don't get any reward for. I'll just end with a vort on the Parsha. I said over the Malbim, Shabbos morning in Shul. Steven to Psukim. Pasuk says to Hashem says, Va'ata Tesave, two Psukim later. Va'ata, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu. What must you do? What do you have to do? Va'sisa big dekodesh to Aaron Achicha, the Chavadu the Sepharis. The next Pasuk. Va'ata Tadabel Kol Chachme Leiv, Hashem Yedesi Ruach Chachma, Va'suas Bidei Ron the Kashal the Chanali. Who's making the Pagoda? Moshe or the Chachme Leiv? Which one is it? So the Malbim buried the Kapshah. The word covered, we know the word covered means glory, right? But the word covered in Tanakh often means in the Neshama. Ura Kavodi. Lamayin Zabecha Kavod V'lo Yidam. Look at Tillamit. So that's what the word covered means. Yosisa Bigdei Kolesh Li'arnechil Le'Kavod. You're making the Begodim, which is the coverings, the adornments for the Neshama, for the Nefesh. You, Moshe, have to teach Aaron how the Midas Tovus, which are the Malbushim for his Neshama, for the Coven, for the Nefesh, that's your job. What's Tiferes? Quotes it, he says in Yeshaya Perakei, Coven means the glory or the honor of your innate, inborn superlatives. You're born a certain way, of certain milas. In the physical world, you're born tall. In the spiritual world, you may be born with certain innate, refined character traits that you have from birth. Some people, you know, Abba Midas Badam, he's a kosher lichos v'nochlis, he's born that way. He doesn't get angry, he's easy to appease. He's born that way. Okay, he deserves the credit, okay. He'll take the credit for being 6 feet tall, take the credit for being even temperament. He's born that way. That's covered. That's not enough. Tiferes, which is splendor, which is a much higher level, is somebody who worked on himself. As he puts it, avodoso, ubikidushoso. You work to refine your midas. You work hard on yourself. That's Tiferes. So Moshe Rabbeinu was told to big day haneshama for the nefesh asher kova, the nefesh asher Tiferes. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's job. Now, to dabba kochach meleiv, don't say chachamim. Chachamim means they know how to sew, they know how to build, metal workers. Chachmei Lev means their heart is refined as well. Not as level of Moshe and Aaron. Also refined. Asher Milei Siv. What's Milei Siv? The Greek grammar. Milei Siv. Milei Si. Oh, so. What's going on? We said, I thought we'll call Chachmei Lev. Doesn't fit. That's plural. It goes on the lave, not the chachamim. That their hearts are filled. Because if your heart is filled with chachma, real chachma, with character, refinement, there's no room in that heart for other things. If your heart is not filled with character, refinement, chas v'shalom, jealousy can get in, hatred can get in, all kinds of terrible meters can enter the heart. Then you can't even make the kalim, which are the begadim for the body, which the body we know itself is a malbush for the soul. So you're making a malbush for a malbush. Even that you can't do if you're not a chacham leif. But to make the malbush for the soul itself, that didn't require Moshe Rabbeinu himself. And Aaron, of course, deserved it. The very first beginning of the Big Day Kuna talk about the Choshen and the Eifo. And as Rashi comments, Parshat Shmos, how is Aaron Zoche to the Choshen Alibo Tamid, and the word Lev is found three times discussing the Choshen Alibo, because the Ruach of a Samach Belibo. Moshe was going to be jealous. He was not jealous. He was happy for somebody else. The same thing as applies to Moshe and Aaron, who were the Chazal say, Yine Matova Manoim, Sheves Achim Gam Yachab, is Moshe V'Aaron. Aaron wasn't jealous of Moshe one bit, and that's why he was Zocha to the Choshen Alibo Tamid. Nor was Moshe jealous of Aaron. at the end of yesterday's of Shabbos is lighting. All of a sudden, Moshe is the Kohen Gadol, rations for 7 days. He puts his hands on these days, and Aaron is the Bailim. After 7 days, whoop, gives it all up, and he pours the oil, Moshachto, also the Kacho, on Aaron HaKohen's head, and it drips down on his beard. So Chazal say, the next pasuk, Kishema Atov Shiora Zakon Zakan Aaron. Zakon Zakan, we have two beards. So Chazal say, you see it in the sheet, in Krisis quotes it, that when Moshe was pouring the Shemen HaMishcha on Aaron's head and onto his beard, it's as if it was on his own beard. Hazokon Zakan Aaron. It's like as if it's be my beard, as if I'd be the Kohen Gadol. I am very happy for my brother. Same thing applies even to a husband-wife relationship. You should be very proud of all your wife's accomplishments, and you shouldn't, if she accomplishes more than you, shouldn't be jealous, chas v'shalom, in both directions. In this way, with the character refinement, you'll all be zocha to shalom bayis, amen v'yamin. If you want me to do it again, it reminds me.